Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Spezia. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Corrales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Rodman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Don Bryant. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Simmons. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Kurt Simmons. And now, play ball. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Javier strikes out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Brock. The throw from Bryant and he is safe. Brock steals second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. Flood moves to second. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Shannon hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ed Spezia is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Spezia hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dal Maxville batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Maxville hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Corrales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Bob Rodman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields it and throws to home to get Santo. Thomas moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Don Bryant is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bryant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Bryant and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Flood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert catches it and throws to first to double up Flood. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Simmons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Corrales and he is out, Maxville applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Spezio batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Spezio is 0 for 1 in the game. Spezio hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maxville is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxville hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Maxville reaches second base with a double. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Corrales is 0 for 1 in the game. Corrales hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rodman. Javier reaches second base with a double. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Javier moves to third. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Javier scores. Brock moves to second. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Orlando Cepeda batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brock moves to third. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shannon is 0-for-2 in the game. Shannon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Rodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodman hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bryant is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryant is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spezio is 0-for-2 in the game. Spezio hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Maxville is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Maxville hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Corrales is 0-for-2 in the game. Corrales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Kurt Simmons. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Javier hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brock is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Bryant and he is safe. Brock steals second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cepeda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Flood moves to second. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 3 in the game. Shannon takes first base on ball 4. Flood moves to third. Cepeda moves to second. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spezio is 0 for 3 in the game. Spezio hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Smith now playing third base. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Bob Rodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. George Altman pinch hits for Don Bryant. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Rodman moves to third. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Altman. The throw from Corrales and he is out, Javier applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Randy Hundley now catching. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Maxville is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Corrales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Corrales is 0 for 3 in the game. Corrales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Chuck Hartenstein. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Keogh is called out on strikes. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phillips moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Cal Kunz now pitching. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Javier strikes out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Flood hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.